here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference. We just heard an update on the Genome Project. With me is George Birdsong. And George, you gave the update here. Tell us a little bit about the Genome Project.
Well, it's a project that will sequence the peanut genome. And if when you sequence the genome, you can then use the genes that you find and identify what traits they produce in the peanut. And what we're looking for is traits that will be resistant to diseases, nematode, leaf spot, or will have traits that we want, like a high oil trait, or even improved protein content, or almost anything that you can imagine, because everything is controlled by genes. So if we can accomplish this, and it's a five-year project, it's not a, and this is the end of the first year that the whole industry has funded, then if we can accomplish this, it will result in many benefits to the industry. Growers will be able to grow peanuts more cheaply. Manufacturers will be having more traits that they want, and so it just goes on throughout the industry as a big plus, in my opinion.
Well, you had five points that you wanted to make to the producers here, to the industry people here. What were they?
Well, we had the, first of all, that it's a worthwhile project. We had that it was one that would cost about $6 million, and that everybody in the industry agreed to fund it. Another was that we were playing catch-up, because corn and soybeans and all these folks have sequenced that crop before we have. And then we had the aspect of sustainability, that it would help the whole concept of sustainability with the industry.
Well, that's what, the whole theme here.
Yeah.
And it's something you wouldn't necessarily think of sustainability, but if you're able to have these traits in here that might have you use less chemicals and that kind of thing? Is that the sustainability aspect of it?
That's right. The fewer chemicals we use to grow the crop, the better it is. Mm-hmm. Not only in terms of if any of these chemicals would infect the soil or something like that. You know, you have to have chemicals that will dissipate promptly so that you don't affect some crop that's coming later. But if you don't have to use them at all, you don't have to worry about those problems. Drought resistant is another gene that we're really looking for that would help everyone, but particularly in the Texas area, where they haven't hardly had a rain in 3-4 years until last week they got a little rain, which we're very, very thankful for. So it's almost anything you can imagine is affected by a gene, so we're looking for the ones that would have the traits that we want to put in new varieties of peanuts. And if you identify these genes, it's usually a group of genes that does something rather than just one. And you call those that group that may be help a plant be resistant to nematodes. You call that group markers, a nematode marker. And so once you've identified that, then you can take those markers and transfer them through conventional traditional breeding into the new varieties that you want, and it just speeds up the process, because you know once you've identified those genes, those markers, you know that when you transfer them, you're going to get the trait that you want. Whereas if you don't have markers, well, you think this plant's a little resistant to nematodes, so you bleed it and it doesn't always work out very well, you know. So you experiment and trial and error. This cuts out so much of the trial and error, because you have the certainty that you have discovered the gene markers that you want for that particular trait. You can breed it in with the confidence that you're going to get what you want.
Well, I'm curious. When you talk about just about anything, of course, the peanut industry has always had the issue of allergies. Is there a potential that we could identify a gene that causes the allergic reaction?
Well, there have been about four or five proteins that certain people are allergic to. And I don't know the technical part on the gene aspect, but it's basically protein related. So there is a concept, and this is not one of the major parts of our effort, but you could take this concept to its extension and say, well, if we can identify the proteins that are causing the problem for various individuals, then maybe we can define the genes that create those proteins and breed them out of the seed so that they would not be in there and be make people susceptible.
Well, overall, though, speaking of the genome project, besides the sustainability aspect, we're talking about the ability to feed more and more people, a growing population, and that also is something that this project will help, right?
Oh, yes. One of the major characteristics or benefits of this project will be increase in yield, we hope. And so if you increase the yield, you increase in more volume that can be used wherever in the world is needed. And historically speaking, about 15% to 30% of the U.S. crop is exported, depending on the crop and the size and the quality and all those things. So we are doing a lot to feed the world. Plus you have this new ready-to-use therapeutic foods. Are you up on all of that? That is just, I call that the halo effect for the peanut industry. I mean, we've got a product nobody else in the world has got that's considered by the World Health Organization now as a medicine. And that's tremendous. It's just saving numerous lives and to very severely malnourished people in poor parts of the world.
It's great. Well, George, thank you so much for that update, and we'll be looking forward to that as it comes out down the road.
Okay.
All right. Here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.